drive and got that 42-14 victory. Well, tonight, exactly the same situation. Brownell Talbot also coming up from the 8-man ranks. They do have one game under their belt. They played Omaha Concordia last week. They lost that one 26-6. So perhaps Brownell Talbot still trying to make some adjustments to playing the 11-man game, but they do have one game under their belt. It'll be fun to see how they match up tonight with the Tigers. I will say this, Ethan, it's a beautiful evening for football. Temperature 68 degrees, the sun out, blue skies above us. If you wonder where we are, we're on Happy Hollow Boulevard, just off of Dodge Street at about 60th. If you're familiar with Omaha's Memorial Park, right over our shoulder and about 100 yards behind us is the Memorial Park, right at the top of the hill. So that's where we are. They took the 8-man field and stretched it out, turned it into a 100-yard 11-man field for this year's competition, and we're about ready to go. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. After this 2-minute break, you're listening to Fall City Tiger Football on Sunny 101.3.
There is a wealth of medical information available to us now that was unheard of in the past. We believe that an informed patient can often help healing occur faster and better. That's why we go out of our way to provide patients with all the medical input they need to help make informed decisions and quality decisions.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups here offensively. First of all, for Brownell Talbot at center will be Jack Green, a sophomore. The guards are Aaron Atkins and Will Corey. They're both juniors. Left tackle is Gavin Vernon, a sophomore. At the right tackle, Charlie Sherbring. Sherbring is a junior. Wide receiver will be Etka Mehta. Mehta is a junior. The tight end is Theo Hedekin. Hedekin also a junior. At wide receiver will be Perry Anderson. He's a junior. The quarterback is John Shisno, and Shinzel is a junior. The fullback, Owen Obnuka. Obnuka, a sophomore. And the running back is Rhett Erzendowski. Erzendowski, a sophomore. And, you know, Ethan, an interesting thing. There's not a single senior on that starting lineup. They're all sophomores and juniors. And even more interesting, there is not a single senior on the roster for Brownell Talbot. So something happened to that senior class, apparently. Now the starting lineup for the Fall City Tigers, 1-0 with a win over Palmyra. At center, Chase Simpson, 224 pounds and a junior. At the right guard is Derek Helmick. He's a senior, 187. At the left guard, Ashton Martin. Martin, 212 and a junior. At the left tackle, Brock Neatfeld. Neatfeld is a 192-pound junior. At the right tackle, Baden Layton. Layton, 187 pounds and a junior. The X receiver, Mason Collier. Collier, 166 and a junior. The Y receiver is Gavin Bauer. Bauer, a junior, 165. And the Z is Orion Cottrell, Cottrell 156 and a junior. Starting at quarterback, Blakely Sells, 177 and a junior. The fullback is Isaac Frederick, and Preston Buckminster, the halfback, he's 163 and a senior. Tigers will be kicking the football away, and it'll kick it off to Brownell Talbot, so they'll have the football first to get things started here. About ready to get underway, handling the kickoff for the Tigers. Let's see who we've got doing the kicking. Looks like it's going to be Jackson Jorgensen. Jorgensen has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, ready to kick it away. One man waiting back deep near the 5-yard line. The two up men are clear up here at the 20. Jorgensen comes forward, and we're underway from Omaha. Ball is going to be fielded inside the 5, out across the 10, the 15, to the 20. At the 25, broke a tackle and hit hard and taken down. The return man at about the 28-yard line. And did you see who got him?
That's your kicker there, Jackson Jorgensen.
Well, Jorgensen really delivered a blow there, and that return man is going to think twice about coming up the middle into him once again. So the football is going to be marked. Let's see where they spotted. I was hoping they'd help us on the scoreboard by putting where the ball is, but I don't think that's going to take place. The ball's going to be marked at the 28-yard line, first and 10, for the Raiders. They'll come out with Schisnell at the quarterback. He'll set in a shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the left side of the field, to the near side. In motion goes up Nutka over to the right side. Schisnell has the snap, gives off to his running back up the middle. He'll have running room out across the 35-yard line near the 36 or 37. Looks to have a gain of about 8 yards on the carry. It should bring up second down and about 2 yards to go.
Number 5, Preston Buckminster and Mason Collier come up together to make that tackle.
So it'll be second down and 2 yards to go. The football just across the 36-yard line. We're just underway, opening minute here in Omaha, Nebraska. Brownell Talbot High School and the Fall City Tigers. Again, two wide receivers come to the left side. Perry Anderson is split wide to the left. Shotgun formation for Schisnell. Schinzel it is, the quarterback. He's a junior. Schinzel takes a snap, pitches back to his running back. That's Obnuka coming around the left side. He'll have first down yardage out to about the 40-yard line is where they drop him. He'll have about a yard to spare, and it'll be first and 10 for the Raiders.
Number 74, Chase Simpson chasing him down on the tackle.
So now the football across the 40, call it the 42-yard line. First down and 10 for the Raiders of Brownell Talbot. 10 minutes, 55 seconds of play in the first quarter. We're just underway. First possession of the football here for the Raiders. Up over the football comes Brownell Talbot. Two wide receivers wide right. They've been running a spread set all the way here. Tight end set to the left side. Schinzel, now people moving around. There was movement in the line. Several Tigers came across and made contact. Let's see if they were drawn across or what they're going to tell us. Line judge comes in to talk to the white hat and tell him what he saw. The fact that several Tigers came across at once makes me think maybe they were drawn across. Let's see. No, going to be offsides on the Tigers. So a tough call there. 5-yard penalty puts the football out to the 47-yard line. It'll be first down and 5 yards to go now for the Raiders. Perry Anderson goes wide to the right. Erzendowski sets in a slot to the right. Schinzel out of the shotgun has the snap. Keeps it. No, turns, gives the football off, and tackled immediately as he got the handoff. Was carrying the football. I believe that was Obnuka. That was Erzendowski, perhaps. He was dropped for a loss on the play of about 4, all the way back to the 42-yard line.
Linebacker Teagan Alexander just kind of flew through there on that one.
That was some good-looking defense there, Ethan, on the part of the Tigers.
Yes.
So, second down and 9 yards to go. We're going to have to pick up. I believe I saw a number 8 out there, and we don't have an 8 on the roster they gave us. Could have been 18. Here we go. Second down, 9 yards to go from the 42-yard line. Two wide receivers wide to the right. Receiver set in tight to the left. An inside handoff. Obnutka ends up with the football. Running out to his left. He'll be tackled and dropped short of the 45 at about the 44-yard line. That was an interesting exchange in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a reverse there. Isaac Frederick was able to run out to the flat and run him him down.
Quarterback handed the ball off, and then the guy he gave it to handed it on an inside handoff to Abnuka coming from a set here to the left side. So lots of stuff going on in the backfield there for the Tiger defense to sort out, but they did well and dropped him after a gain of a yard. Put the football at the 44-yard line, spotted on the hash mark in from the right side of the field. Brownell Talbot moving from our right to left, from south to north. Schinzel in the shotgun, is back to pass, has time, here comes the pressure, dumps it over the middle of Nuka, he's going to be tackled immediately at the line of scrimmage. They tried to run a screen pass, and the Tigers smelled that one out and played it well.
Yeah, Derek Helmick and Ashton Martin were able to get in on that and stop them.
Helmick was waiting right beside the receiver when the football arrived, so it'll be a punting situation. They'll have to punt the ball away. John Schinzel, the quarterback, will be the punter. Let's see who we got back deep to return it. Is that going to be Frederick? Isaac Frederick, perhaps? The punt is out of there. Tigers are going to let the ball bounce inside the 25. It rolls down to the 25, and that's where they'll spot it. It'll be first and 10 at the 25-yard line for the Tigers. There may be some changes in this return team. Gavin Bauer was actually back there to return it. One of the big news stories around Fall City was the fact that the Tiger football team was hit with COVID this past week. And as I understand, the protocol is now if you can go 24 hours without a fever, you're good to go. But the question is, well, how will the stamina be if you've been knocked down by this COVID? It'll be fun to see how the Tigers are able to hold up when the fourth quarter gets here. Blakely Sells is the quarterback. It's first and 10. The football at the 25-yard line. Sells puts a wide receiver to the right side. That's Mason Collier out wide to the right. Sells takes a snap. Rolls to his right. Throws downfield. Has a receiver. Passes complete to Cottrell. Down the left sideline across the 40, the 45, and taken out of bounds. We'll see where he steps. Big gain here for the Tigers. They're going to mark him out at the 48-yard line. Orion Cottrell, 156-pound junior, with the reception. And well, Ethan, he disappeared right behind my program.
It looked like number 16, Kyle Tesson, was able to run him out there.
The trials and tribulations are working from construction scaffolding, but as long as it doesn't start moving around on us. Cottrell comes wide to the right side. Mason Collier goes wide out to the left. Under center this time is Sells with a single setback behind him. Now Sells calls his starting count. Man goes in motion out to the left. Sells takes the snap, pitches back to the trailing back, running to the left side. They turn the corner across the 40, 35, 30, taken out of bounds inside the 25. We'll see who the ball carrier was on that one. Carrying the football was Isaac Frederick. And Frederick with a big gain. Boy, the Tigers coming right down the field.
Yeah, that was number 16, Kyle Tesson, running them down again.
So Frederick puts the football at the 20-yard line, actually just inside the 20. And it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers, just inside the 20-yard line of the Raiders. Two wide receivers wide to the right. Cottrell sets wide to the right. Gavin Bauer on the near side. Quarterback Frederick calls his count, has the snap, throws the ball out. It's going to be complete to Bauer. Bauer turns it downfield. He's inside the 15, down near the 14. Gavin Bauer, a junior, 176-pound receiver. He was split wide to the right. Sells just took the snap and popped it out here for a gain of 6 on the carry. And they'll put the football at about the 13-yard line, maybe call it the 14. 7 minutes, 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. No score in the ballgame. Cottrell goes wide to the left. Mason Collier wide to the left. Wide receiver right, Gavin Bauer. Single setback. Preston Buckminster in the backfield. Back to pass. Frederick looks out to the left. Pass is going to be complete. In near the goal line, and they take it in for the touchdown. Isaac Frederick makes the reception for the TD, and the Tigers are on the board. Ball City scores with 7 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And it was a 14-yard touchdown pass complete to Isaac Frederick for the 6 points. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. They line up to go for 2. Oh, a spread set. People to both sides of the field. This is an interesting look. Running with the football to the right, hitting the defense and crashing in. I believe he got in there. Yes, on the keeper, Blakely Sells carries in for the 2-point conversion, and the Tigers go on top 8-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Yard or touchdown. I didn't get
Welcome
out.
Back here to Brownell Talbot High School. The Tigers go on top 8-0, a 5-play, 75-yard drive. They came right down the field. A touchdown pass was complete from Blakely Sells to Isaac Frederick, a 14-yard touchdown score. Then Sells carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the Tigers go on top 8-0. Again, 7:20 to play here in the first quarter. In to do the kicking is going to be Jason Jackson Jorgensen. Jorgensen has the ball teed at the 40, set to kick it away. We understand we're having some technical difficulties back at the studios. We're working to get that corrected for you. There, the ball is going to be picked up and falling to the ground as he fielded the ball was Perry Anderson. A tough break for the young man. Perry Anderson, just a housekeeping message back to our Tom Cates, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We're getting information from our listeners that a secondary signal is coming in over the top of our broadcast, so something needs to be turned off there at the board. If you could check that out for us, we'd much appreciate it. Ball is out at the 13-yard line, 1st and 10, Brownell Talbot. Schinzel is the quarterback. He'll set in a shotgun formation with Perry Anderson wide to the left. Erzendowski sets in a slot left. Here's a handoff running straight up the middle for short yardage out near the 15-yard line. The running back is going to have a gain of a couple, not much more than that. It's going to bring up second down and around 8 yards to go.
Yeah, Ashton Martin was able to swallow that up on the inside.
I'm impressed with the Tiger defense so far, Ethan.
Yeah, they're playing quite well.
Playing well here. Again, this is a growing experience for Brownell Talbot. They were playing 8-man football last year. Perry Anderson comes to the left, and a slot to the left is Mehta. In a shotgun formation is Schinzel. Schinzel has the snap, turns, gives it off to his running back to the right side, and again, nothing there. Abnuka, I believe, the ball carrier, and they had him wrapped up and dropped just as he got across the 15 near the 16-yard line. Only good for about another yard there, Ethan.
Yeah, Van Layden was able to get in there, and then Tegan Alexander came in to finish it up.
So it'll be 3rd down and 7 yards to go now for the Raiders of Brownell Talbot. They trail the Fall City Tigers 8-0 here with 6:14 to play in the first quarter. Wide to the left again comes Perry Anderson. Shotgun formation, passing situation, 3rd down along 7, almost 8. Back to pass. Schinzel throws the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be complete, or did he drop it? I believe he caught the ball, but he went down and was stopped shy of the 20-yard line, well short of the 1st down. They did get the reception, but it's still going to bring up 4th down and about 4 yards to go. Who was there defensively?
It looked like Isaac Frederick was in the area.
Okay, back deep, Gavin Bauer to return this punt. He waits near the midfield stripe at the 50-yard line. A high snap, and the punt is going to be blocked. Tigers got in, blocked the punt. They picked the football up, running it into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchdown. That puppy, picked it up, and carried it in for the TD.
Number 74, Chase Simpson, was able to scoop that up.
That's going to be Chase Simpson for the touchdown. How about that? That's a fun way to score. Let's get that jotted down. Chase Simpson on a blocked punt. Takes it in for the TD. The score coming with 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Where did he pick that up? About the 15 or so, I think. We'll give him a 15-yard return. Now the try for the 2-point conversion. Quarterback sneak. Sells carries it in. And again, Sells for the 2-pointer. Makes it 16-0. Tigers on top with 5:26 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
In Nemaha County, Nebraska, isn't it comforting to know there's a healthcare partner we can all rely on? Nemaha County Hospital is our trusted source for quality healthcare services right here in our own community. Their dedicated team of medical professionals is committed to the health and well-being of our friends and neighbors. From routine checkups to new and effective treatments, they offer a wide range of medical services right here in Nemaha County. Visit their website, nemahacountyhospital.com, to learn more. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Now, this scoring recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect. It's your future. Let's protect it. That touchdown, Chase Simpson picked up the block punt at about the 15-yard line, carried it in for the touchdown. The two-point conversion carried in again by Blakely Sells, and the Tigers go up 16-0 with 5:26 to play here in the first quarter. Tigers set to kick the ball away once again, handling the kickoff duties. Jackson Jorgensen has it teed at the 40-yard line. Try and pick up the deep man clear down there in the timber this time. A different environment. You never know, you're right smack dab in the middle of Omaha, would you, Ethan? Here's Jorgensen's kick. Oh, they're going to try a little short one. The ball's going to bounce, going to be picked up and covered down near the 23-yard line. They just did a good job just to get back and get on that thing. Falling on the football was Sean Webster. Webster covers it up and gives Brownell Talbot reasonably good field position. They'll start first and 10. We're going to call it the 24-yard line. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement is your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. For parts, sales, and service, see Bruna Implement, also serving you from five locations in northeast Kansas. All right, Schinzel has them lined up at the 24-yard line. First and 10 from the shotgun. Has the snap. Throws the ball to a flanker out to the right side, just off the fingertips of the intended receiver out there to the right. He was looking on the right side for Lucas Ping. The ball falls incomplete, and they'll bring it back. It'll bring up second down and 10.
Yeah, Fall City brought some pressure there. Tegan Alexander was the closest one in coverage.
So pretty decent coverage over there again. Tigers dominating thus far here. Boy, I've been impressed with the defense so far.
Yeah.
They really have been able to just pretty much shut down any offensive threat that the Raiders have tried to mount. Again, a wide receiver, Perry Anderson, wide to the right. Slot to the right, Erzendowski sits in the slot. Quarterback, Chisnell, puts a man in motion. That's Abnuka. Pitches back to Abnuka. He runs to the right, turns it upfield. He'll have short yardage. He's out near the 28 or 29-yard line. Looks like he got about five on that carry. And it should bring up third down and 5 yards to go.
Tegan Alexander was able to slow down with him and get that tackle.
So now the football is marked at the 29-yard line. Third down and 5 for the Raiders. 4:59 to play here in the first quarter. If you're just checking in, Fall City on top 16-0. Perry Anderson to the left. Slot to the left, Erzendowski. Quarterback, John Schinzel, the junior, the signal caller. In the shotgun, a flag is thrown. Whistle sound, flags fly before the play can unfold. That's normally going to go against your offense. Illegal procedure is the call against the Raiders. Well, in their defense here, Ethan, they were playing eight-man football a year ago. There's a... You might say football is football, but not necessarily. It's a whole different ball of wax when you got 11 guys out there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of growing pain, but...
Want to really see a difference? Go down and watch a six-man game sometime. We did one of those 2 weeks ago. Here we go. It's going to be third down and 11 now with the football back near the 24-yard line. Schinzel is going to roll to his left. Now he's going to turn it upfield and run the football. Nothing doing there. He's going to be knocked down and tackled. That Preston Buckminster, I think, the man that got him. And Buckminster with a great job on the open field tackle there, Ethan.
Good job recognizing the play, coming off his receiver and running up there and getting the tackle.
So he drops him at the 24-yard line. No gain on the play. Brings up fourth down and 10 yards to go with the football. About fourth and 10 with the football at the 24-yard line. And I believe back deep again, we're going to have Bauer. Is that him?
I believe so.
Gavin Bauer is going to wait at the 45-yard line. Gavin, quite a baseball player. Watched him play some baseball this summer. There's the punt. They get it away. Bauer runs under, the flag is thrown. Bauer's not going to field it, lets the ball roll dead at about the 42-yard line. That's where they mark it down at the Fall City 42, but we've got a flag thrown back at the 30-yard line of the Raiders, and we'll have to see what this is going to be. 3 minutes, 37 seconds to play in the first quarter here in Omaha. Your Fall City Tigers up 16-0. A personal foul on the Tigers. Well, that's interesting. And the flag came out as the Tigers were dropping back to return that punt. I didn't see what happened there. Did you, Ethan?
It just looked like Derek Helmick and another player got tangled up, but
okay.
Not quite what they're calling there.
Well, personal foul. And that will result. Well, now what is going to happen here? The referee's still trying to sort this thing out for us. Now he's going to march off yardage. I think it's going to result in a first down here. It was fourth down and 11, 15-yard penalty. After that, brings the ball out to the 39-yard line, and the ball will stay with the Raiders, and they'll retain possession and have it first and 10 from their own 39. So that was a big penalty.
Yeah.
First and 10 from the 39-yard line for the Brownell Talbot Raiders. John Schinzel is the quarterback. Ends are set in tight to the right, too wide to the left. Hand off up the middle, running to the right side, spinning forward and being dropped after a gain of about 10. That is number 8. They've got a number 8 running the football. And we know there's
we
no
don't have that on our stuff
anywhere on our roster. That's not the first time that's happened to us. Let's look and see who the other running backs are here. Erzendowski's out there. I wonder if it might be, you see a 16, it might be Tessin, Kyle Tessin. Wide left comes Perry Anderson. Slot left, Erzendowski. Shotgun formation. Schinzel has the snap. Schinzel gets again to his number 8 running back, who's dropped in the backfield for a loss at about the 45-yard line. What we'll do, Ethan Sullivan, your project at halftime is going to be to go over to the press box and find out who number 8 is. You can do that. That's going to be your mission.
All right.
Pleased to have Ethan Sullivan. He's the new principal at Fall City High School. Hails from Wymore, Nebraska, the Southern High Raiders. I've been there many times.
Yes.
Yes, we have. Third down and 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, the 45-yard line for the Brownell Talbot Raiders. Hands under center. Oh, that didn't work at all. They tried a quarterback sneak on third down and 4, and they ended up losing a yard, I think. They're not going to give them any forward progress. Nope, no gain whatsoever. That was an interesting call. Fall City had that thing stacked up.
Yeah.
And it was just a little more muscle on the left side of the line there, wasn't there?
Looked
again,
like
Bauer will be back 2-0. Let's see. They may have changed it up on us. Isaac Frederick is back deep this time to return the punt. Isaac Frederick, 179-pound senior. Now they're going to line up to go for it on 4th and 5. They aren't going to punt the ball after all. Schinzel is back to pass. Looks over the middle. Throws out to the right. Pass complete. First down and more. 40, 30. Down inside the 35. Down near the 31-yard line. And they make the completion.
Gavin Bauer was the last one there. Was able to push him out of bounds. They've
making the reception out on the right side was Kyle Tessin. He's a junior. They list him as a running back, and Ethan Tessin takes it all the way down to the 30 is where they mark it. So a big play there. That personal foul penalty is really looming large here right now, where they got to retain possession. All right, first down and 10 at the 30 for the Raiders. Schinzel in the shotgun. Schinzel back to pass. Throws out to the left. Pass is going to be complete to the left sideline. Breaking a tackle. Dancing forward with the football is Mehta. Akil Mehta. And Mehta's going to put the football down near the 10-yard line, I believe. Let's see where about the 12 is where they're going to mark it. It'll be first and 10 there for the Raiders.
It's a fancy footwork there, but Pete Buckminster was able to get him down.
Down to 1:05 to play here now in the first quarter. The Raiders are threatening with the ball at the 12. Wide to the right. Split wide right is Perry Anderson. Hands under center. Quarterback takes the snap. Gives hand off to the right side. Running with the football is Mehta. And Meta's going to be dropped after a gain down to near the 10-yard line. They're crossing us up. The mysterious Mr. Number 8 is in at quarterback right now. And they took John Chisnell and set him in a slot to the right side as a receiver.
They didn't trick Derek Helmick on that one. He was able to run
only
that one down.
Only got about a yard on it. Looks like it'll be second down and 9 yards to go. Football at the 10-yard line, just outside the 10. Looks like Chisnell is back in now as the quarterback. We're going to have timeout taken on the field. Look at that. The clock continues to run. Are they just going to let the quarter run out? That's what's going to happen. After one quarter, the Fall City Tigers lead at 16-0. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, our thanks to Jeff Roerig, the athletic director and sports information director here at Brownell Talbot. He cleared that up for us. Number 8 is really Rhett Urzendowski. Urzendowski is wearing number 8. All right, second down, 8 yards to go at the 10-yard line. Schinzel is the quarterback. He takes a snap, wants to throw. Throws into the end zone. The pass is going to be incomplete. Looking for the intended receiver down in the left side corner, down there in the timber by the trees. The intended receiver was Akil Mehta, and Mehta not able to pull it in. It falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down and 8 yards to go. Again, the football is at the 10-yard line. Just underway in the second quarter here at Brownell Talbot, 11:53. Clock is stopped with the incompleted pass. Schinzel is the quarterback in the shotgun. Single setback to his left. Schinzel wants to throw again. Rolling left. Here comes pressure. Being chased. Now throws the ball away and just throws it down into the timber. And the ball just disappeared into the trees. I wonder if they're going to be able to find it.
It's going to take them a minute to find that.
One of the chain gang went charging down through the bushes looking for it. Disappeared into the timber. All right, it's going to be fourth down now and 8 yards to go. Schinzel just couldn't find a receiver. A lot of pressure being applied by Derek Helmick. Helmick was in hot pursuit over there on the left sideline and forced him just to throw the ball away out of bounds. Here's a big play here. Fourth down and 8 at the 10-yard line. Wide to the left, Anderson. Slot left is Mehta. Timeout's going to be taken by Brownell Talbot. 11:47 to play in the second quarter. Ball City on top 16-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Planning a special event? Don't let unexpected surprises ruin your big day. With SBS Insurance, protect your wedding, retirement party, graduation, or fundraiser with confidence. From unforeseen weather cancellations to liability coverage, we've got you covered. Enjoy peace of mind and focus on creating memories. Call SBS Insurance today for a quote.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Ethan Sullivan, back with you here at Brownell Talbot in Omaha. 11:47 to play, first half, 16-0. Fall City on top. Here come the Raiders on fourth down and 8 at the 10. Chisnell rolls right. He's going to run with the football for the pylon, and he'll take it in for the touchdown. And it'll be a 10-yard touchdown run for Brownell Talbot. The quarterback keeps it on a 10-yard quarterback keeper. For the TD, score coming with 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter, just underway in the second period. And that was John Shinzel. All right. Now we're going to have an official timeout. Apparently an equipment issue here with one of the Raiders for Brownell Talbot, and the official allowing him to get the needed equipment, whatever it is. He's going to leave the ball game, the player with the issue, and somebody else to replace him. So now we'll line up and try for the two-point conversion. 16-6 is where the scoreboard down here in the southeast corner stands at this point. Here come the Raiders over the football. Shinzel in the shotgun. Has Abnuka set to his left. Wide right, Perry Anderson. Calling his count. Under center this time. Back to pass. Rolling right. Looking into the end zone. And the pass is going to be caught for the two-point conversion. Making the reception was Perry Anderson. And so the score goes 16-8. Ball City on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This morning drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect. It's your future. Let's protect it. That scoring drive for the Raiders took 11 plays, covered 76 yards, capped off with a 10-yard touchdown run by the quarterback John Shizzle on a keeper on a fourth down, by the way. The two-point conversion pass from Shizzle was complete to Perry Anderson, and they got 8 points on the board. Our score now stands at 16-8. Fall City still on top, 11:40 to play here in the first half. Teeing the football up is Shisnell, the quarterback. He's the kicker, has it teed at the 40-yard line. Back deep to return should be Cottrell and Frederick is who they told me to look for back there. Here's the kick, a booming kick into the end zone, and no chance for a return on that one. That young man's got a leg, doesn't he?
He does.
Beautiful evening for high school football here. The clear blue skies, the sun setting in the west here. We're in the shade of the Omaha Memorial Park up here, right? Big monument right up the hill about 100 yards behind us. That's where this field is located. Glad I brought along a windbreaker. It's going to cool off here before the evening. I think the temperature is 68 degrees last time we checked, so that's ideal for the players out here. All right. Tigers take over first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Blakely Sells is the quarterback. Sells puts a wide receiver, Preston Buckminster. Oh, check that. That's Gavin Bauer out here to the left. Blakely Sells calls the count, has the snap, sets in the pocket. He's got time. Now he scrambles. Got a little running room to the left sideline, fakes the pass, now turns it upfield. He'll be knocked out of bounds, out across the 25 near the 27-yard line. Nice job by Blakely Sells to get a good gain there. He'll get about 7, maybe even 8 yards.
I think that one's coming back, Randy.
Got a flag down. Holding is going to be the call against the Tigers. I didn't see that flag. Thank you, Ethan. So that'll negate a nice job of running the ball by Blakely Sells, a holding penalty. Penalty yardage assessed against the Tigers. That's going to back them down to the 10-yard line is where they'll mark it. And now it'll be first down and 20 at their own 10. So after a couple of quick scores, Brownell Talbot kind of battling their way back into this thing here suddenly. Sells in the shotgun formation on first and 20 from his own 10-yard line. Has this now, high snap, went in the air. He had to go up and get it. Now has to run to his right and try and get back to the line of the scrimmage where he's taken out of bounds. And Blakely Sells had that thing go off his fingertips high in the air. It had a lot of hang time on it, that snap, and he had to wait for it to come down and was very fortunate to get back near the line of scrimmage, maybe even got a gain of a yard or so.
Yeah, there was a group of Raiders there, but I think 53, Sean Webster, was the one that made the tackle.
He turned that into a gain of 2, actually, so it's going to bring up second down and 18 yards to go now for the Tigers. Ball City came in here 1-0. Brownell Talbot 0-1 in this young season. Wide receiver to the left side. Mason Collier comes out wide left. Quarterback Blakely Sells in the shotgun. Is back to pass. He's looking left. Now rolls to his right. Throws the ball down the right sideline, and the pass is going to be complete, I believe, to Cottrell. He makes a reception out near the 25-yard line, inside the 25 at about the 24, and it'll bring up third down and a reasonable amount of yardage to go here now after a nice game.
Yeah, number 16, Kyle Tesson, was with him every step of the way.
Called it third down and 7 after a gain of 11 on that play. So this drive started at the 20. Penalty yardage marked them back to the 10, and now they face third down and 7 from the 23-yard line. Double tight end set formation this time. Blakely Sells in the shotgun, takes the snap. Turns, gives off to his running back, coming around to the left side. That's Frederick. Frederick's going to be driven out of bounds short of the first down. Nice defensive pursuit there. They knock him out around the 27 or 28-yard line. He got about 5 but needed 7.
Yeah, Mehta was able to run him out.
Mehta came across on the defensive effort there. Frederick had a long ways to go to get to this left sideline trying to turn the corner. It's going to bring up fourth down and a long yard to go. The ball at the 28-yard line. They're going for it. Look at this. Wow, Riverboat Gambler right here. Blakely Sells on fourth down and a long yard from his own 28. In the shotgun, takes a snap, gives the ball to the right. Fighting close to the first down, carrying the ball was Isaac Frederick. I think he's going to be there. He was out across the 30, and the line of scrimmage originally was the 20 back there, and he picked it up with about a yard to spare. So the Tigers gambled and got it.
They got it. He ran right in there to Will Corey and was able to get just enough.
Mark the football now at the 31-yard line. First and 10, Ball City. 9:45 to play first half. Tigers on top, 16-8 here in Omaha. Collier goes wide to the right side. To the left, the receiver's Gavin Bauer. Quarterback. Blakely Sells has the snap. Gives off to Frederick. Frederick's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play that time. Isaac Frederick brought down right near the 31-yard line. I believe it's going to be no gain. They'll probably call it second down and still about 10 yards to go.
Yeah, Aaron Adkins did a good job reading the misdirection on that one.
All right, 9:09, clock running here in the first half. Football at the 31-yard line. Wide receiver moving wide to the right, Gavin Bauer. Shotgun formation for Blakely Sells. Cottrell in motion. Sells turns, gives the ball up the middle. Running out to the left side with running room. Down the left side goes Frederick. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. They blew it dead and say he stepped out of bounds at the midfield stripe at the 50-yard line. Isaac Frederick looked like he was off to the races down this left sideline, but he stepped on the out-of-bounds line at the midfield stripe at the 50-yard line. Nevertheless, a nice gain there by Isaac Frederick, and it'll bring up first and 10 for the Tigers. The line of scrimmage just inside the 50 on the Brownell Talbot side of the midfield stripe. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. That's Ethan Sullivan, seated next to me tonight. Glad to have the principal from Fall City High. Got sent to the principal's office tonight. First and 10 for the Tigers. Quarterback, Blakely Sells. Has Gavin Bauer shipped to the left side. Pitched the ball back again to Frederick. He broke a tackle. Cuts inside. Still on his feet. Broke another one. 45, 40. At the 35. The 30. They've got the angle on him. He's down inside the 15. And finally 10. Now White comes in for a late hit. Frederick got a nice gain inside the 20-yard line. Taken out around the 17. And then a late hit came well after he was out of bounds. That was about like the one last night on Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
The hole number 0 put the hammer on him and got away with it. Tonight the flag is thrown, and there's going to be additional penalty yardage tacked onto this run. A personal foul, late hit out of bounds over here on Frederick. So they'll mark off yardage on top of the gain. The ball was advanced to the 17-yard line by Frederick, knocked out of bounds there. Well, what are they doing? Instead of half the distance, they're going to take the full 15? Wait a minute, guys. Wait a minute,
I think
guys.
He made it to the 12.
Okay, but they took the ball.
He got pushed out of the 12.
Okay. So the ball is at the 5. That's where they're marking it. With the snap, Pump fake, pass out to the right side. Pass is complete. Spinning toward the goal line, not able to get there. Making that reception. Now, let's see. Did you see a nine? Help me on that one.
I think that was number three, Orion Cottrell.
Okay. Cottrell got the reception. They're down in the far corner from us here. And the ball is now going to be spotted at the six-yard line. Second down and goal at the six. 8 minutes to play here in the first half. Fall City on top, 16-8, but the Tigers are down there threatening. Second and goal at the six-yard line. Quarterback Blakely Sells has two running backs set next to him. Turns, gives the ball off to Frederick. He fights near the goal line. Spins, twisting, turning inside the five, and then thrown back. We'll have to see where they mark his forward progress. Looked like he was down to about the two or the three before they dropped him.
Looked like that might have been number 77, Gavin Vernon, on that one.
They're going to mark the ball at the two-yard line. The football is on the hash mark in from the right side, the wide side of the field to the left. Fall City moving south and north from our right to left. They come over the football. Third and goal at the two-yard line in the shotgun formation. Blakely Sells waits for the snap, has it. Gives to Frederick, he's hit immediately. And then taken down, no place to go. The defender came shooting through there and was on Frederick almost before he got the football.
Trying to see what number that was. It looks like it was number 65.
Well, they blitzed through there, and somebody didn't pick up the blitz because that defender was in the backfield and was all over Frederick as he was receiving the handoff. Fourth down and goal at the two. They're going for it. Tight end set. Looks like a quarterback sneak. They're just going to try and power it in there. And he's in for the touchdown. That time, Fall City just lined up and said, here we go. We're coming at you. Try and stop us. And they just overpowered the defensive line there. That touchdown carried in by the quarterback, Blakely Sells. So Sells puts the Tigers up now 22-8. This score coming with 6:34 to play here in the second quarter. They're going to try and kick this one in to do the kicking. Jackson Jorgensen waiting for the snap. The ball is down. Jorgensen's kick is up. The kick is good. And on the score goes 23-8 now. 23-8 is your score. 6:34 to go first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts, inviting you to our board breakathon on Saturday, September 21st. We have a free hot dog feed and open house starting at noon. At 1, participate in our bully defense program, free for kids of all ages. Then cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. Come to Heller Martial Arts on 1522 Stone Street in Fall City, September 21st for our board breakathon.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, that scoring drive for the Tigers took 9 plays, covered 80 yards, and capped off with a 2-yard run by Blakely Sells on a quarterback sneak. The Tiger just lined up and powered it in there. Jorgensen kicked the extra point, and the score now goes 23-8. Tigers on top. Still 6:34 to play here in the first half. Again, Farm Bureau Financial Services presenting this scoring drive recap. Jorgensen will tee the ball up at the 40-yard line. Gets set to kick it away. Back deep to return it. Perry Anderson stands on the left side. And on the right, the return man is Kyle Tesson. So Tesson and Anderson are the two deep men. Jorgensen has it teed up to the left. Okay, Meta's on the left side. Thank you. Don't be afraid to point that out, Ethan. Okay, Meta's over here. Jorgensen comes forward. A short kick to the right sideline. It's going to go out of bounds around the 35-yard line. That was kind of a deliberate attempt to keep it away from the return men, obviously. And they're just going to take the ball where it went out of bounds. So, good field position now for Brownell Talbot. The Raiders will start first and 10. Where are they going to mark it? The officials taking their time getting this ball set down here. Looks like around the 37 is where they're going to put it. Plenty of time here for the Raiders. 6:34 to go in the first half. They trail the Fall City Tigers 23-8. Tigers riding high off of a big win last week, 42-14 at Palmyra. Brownell opened with a 26-6 loss to Omaha Concordia. Here come the Raiders over the football. They'll split two wide receivers wide to the right, a single setback in the backfield with Chisnell. Now they're changing footballs out here. Taking them a while to get this drive underway, isn't it? The ball's going to be marked at the 42-yard line. That's where this drive will begin, is at the 42. Schinzel in the shotgun formation has a single setback set to his right. Turns, keeps it, throws the ball over the middle. The pass in and out of the hands of the receiver, then nearly intercepted. It was intended for Perry Anderson, and two or three players had a shot at that puppy and couldn't come up with it. Who almost got it?
Yeah, it was bouncing around. Tegan Alexander had it in his hands, and then it fell into Orion Cottrell's hands, but neither one of them was able to pull it in.
That thing just like a greased pig out there. Nobody could get the handle on it. What a been a nice place for an interception, wouldn't it? 6:27 to go. Clock has stopped here in the first half with the incompleted pass. Brings up second down and 10 at the 42-yard line. Anderson wide right. Meta slot right. Quarterback. Schinzel waiting for his snap. Schinzel has the snap. He looks to the right. Throws the ball out. The pass complete to Perry Anderson. Anderson tries to turn it upfield.
Short
ball is out of there. Everybody has
it.
The Tigers have got the football. The ball popped out, and I think Fall City has the recovery. Who got it?
It's Mason Collier, number 28 there.
Mason Collier on the recovery of the fumble, and Collier gives the Tigers the football at the 49-yard line of the Raiders. There seems to be some discussion here. They have not yet moved the chains, but it's obvious what has happened here. And now they'll spot it at the 49. And the Tigers will take over first and 10. So a big fumble recovery by Mason Collier. I'll bet Mom's smiling right down here in front of us right about now. Hi, Kristen. We're located on some scaffolding up above the bleachers behind the Moms. First and 10 Tigers at the 49-yard line. Quarterback, Blakely Sells has the snap. Turns, gives to the running back to the left side, Frederick. Frederick ducks back inside the 50, broke a tackle, fights down to the 45, and, you know, he turned nothing into a gain of four there just by dancing around in and out of the defenders. Nice job by Isaac Frederick running the football.
That was a nice run to the weak side.
So now the football is going to be marked at the 45-yard line, second down, 6 yards to go. Tigers on top, 23-8, if you're just checking in with us. 5:45 to play here in the first half. Collier goes wide to the right. Cottrell in a slot to the right side. Two running backs back here. Frederick and Buckminster set back in the backfield. Rolling to his right. Sell downfield. Has a pass complete to Cottrell. Turns the corner at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, at the 5. And finally taken out of bounds down near the 5-yard line, perhaps inside the 5. Orion Cottrell with a great job of running the football. After making the catch, it's going to be first and goal for the Fall City Tigers.
Had some really nice downfield blocking from his fellow receivers to help him out there.
Well, he got a little bit of a crease down that right sideline. The ball is inside the 5. We're going to call it the 3 is where they mark it. So it's going to be first and goal at the 3-yard line with 5:21 to play in the first half. Here come the Tigers over the football. Power set, double tight end. Sells hands under center. At the 3-yard line, they pitch it back to Frederick. He runs to the left, cuts it inside. He's met near the goal line, trying to find his way in there. He's thrown back, and he did get in. They call it a touchdown. I didn't know if he penetrated that line or not.
Nice.
So,
nice wrinkle off that power play they ran in for the last touchdown.
Yep, it will go as a 3-yard touchdown run by Isaac Frederick. And makes our score 29-8 now. Frederick just powered his way in there. He was stood up right at the goal line and then would not be denied and went ahead and took it in the rest of the way. This score coming with 5 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the second quarter. They're going to line up and go for 2 in the shotgun. Back to pass. They throw it out to the left. The pass is complete and fighting down there. They did not get in. Frederick made the reception. It didn't get in, so the score stays 29-8 now with 5:21 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
I know how busy we can all get living in this hurried-up world, and it's very easy to view withdrawals on your accounts, assume it's legit, and just let it go. But it's a good idea to give your banking transactions the eagle eye once a month to make sure everything is correct. Because fraud is something that can happen to anyone.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank, located in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Atlas Scoring Drive Recap, again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. It's your future. Let's protect it. That scoring drive took just three plays to go 51 yards. Isaac Frederick scoring on the carry-in from 3 yards out. The conversion attempt failed, and Falls City goes on top now 29-8 with 5:21 to play here in the first half. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, Jorgensen has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. So the Tigers able to turn that fumble recovery by Mason Collier into points and put him up now 29-8. Jorgensen ready to come forward and kick it. I assume that's Anderson and Mehta back there again. Here's the kick. That's Anderson. Going to receive it. Perry Anderson starts to the right at the 10, the 15, the 20, across the 25, at the 30. Oh, and taken out of bounds hard. Here comes a flag. He was hit right at the line on the out-of-bounds line, so let's see what this flag's going to be. That could be against the return team here. Let's see.
It's a nice tackle by Isaac Frederick.
Yeah, Frederick kind of punished the return man a little bit, but it was a good hit. He was in the field of play. The flag is thrown at the 35-yard line. They're talking to the white hat here. And it's going to be a holding call on the return team. Holding against the Raiders. Falls City Tigers 1-0 coming into this one. Brownell Talbot, they lost last week to Omaha Concordia. As we mentioned, they're making that adjustment from the 8-man game up to playing 11-man football. And it takes a little getting used to. Tigers maybe catching a break to catch 2 8-man teams moving up to 11-man for the first 2 games of the season here. I believe, I'll have to take a look. I think we've got the Tigers on the air again next week.
And we got Conestoga at home next
week. Yes, it is, and that game will be live. We'll have that on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call for that one. All right, first down and 10 for the Raiders. They begin at the 23-yard line. Take the snap, running to the right side, into the middle with some running room, spinning, still on his feet. Boy, the running back does not want to go down. I think carrying the football there was Urzendowski.
Yeah, Sells and Ben Collier were able to get the tackle on that one. But
well, the SID here, Jeff Rorick, told me that 8 is really Rhett Urzendowski. But the problem is Urzendowski is listed as 10, and we've got a 10 out on the field too. So if Urzendowski is wearing 8, then I wonder who the mysterious number 10 is. Well, trials and tribulations of high school football. Here we go. Second down, 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 30. Schinzel in the shotgun formation on 2nd and 3, takes a snap. Turns, gives the ball to the running back, running to the left side. He has first down yardage across the 35, out near the 38-yard line. Perry Anderson was the ball carrier that time, I believe. So it'll be 1st and 10 now for the Raiders. Ball City defense came out and looked really tough in that first quarter. But honestly, the Raiders have found a little more success here running against that Tiger defense in the second period. First down and 10 at the 38-yard line. Schinzel is in the shotgun. He's got 2 wide receivers to the right side, tight end set to the left. Turns, gives the ball to Urzendowski. Urzendowski running to the left side is going to be taken out of bounds. I believe short of the first down marker, taken well out of bounds. Tigers might be lucky that a flag didn't come in there.
Yeah, it looked a little close.
Yeah, it was real close. There was an awful lot of contact over there in the bench area. Urzendowski has the football out to the 47-yard line. It's going to bring up 2nd down and a long yard, almost 2 to go here. Clock shows 3:22. Wait a minute. The official now is stopping the clock. They went out of bounds, and the clock kept running. That's what happened there. They're not going to put any time back on, though, apparently. Here we go. Second down and two. Schinsel has the snap, keeps it this time, in trouble. He's hit, hit again, and taken down and thrown for a big loss on the play. Who got him?
A lot of pressure. Beatty Layden was there first, and then Tegan Alexander came in to clean it up.
Tegan Alexander, 166-pound senior. After somebody else got him first, Alexander wrapped him up and would not let go. Big loss on the play of 10 yards. Puts the football all the way back to about the 37-yard line. It'll bring up third down and long 11, almost 12 yards to go. They're going to call it 12 on the scoreboard. I can live with that. Third down and 12. 2 minutes, 43 seconds to play in the first half of this ball game. Your Fall City Tigers on top 29-8 here in Omaha. Anderson goes wide left. Erzendowski goes wide left, sets in the slot. John Schisnell, the quarterback, is in the shotgun. Calling his count, has the snap. Drops straight back in the pocket. Dumps the ball over the middle of the pass. Incomplete. Intended for Mehta. Akil Mehta, and he just couldn't pull it in. Went right through his hands. It'll bring up fourth down and long. Fourth and 12 to go at the 36-yard line. Their own 36, and you would expect a punt here. Brownell Talbot trailing 29-8. Beautiful evening for high school football here in Omaha tonight. Doesn't get much better than this. Schisnell is in to punt the ball away. Who we got back? Looks like it's going to be
Gavin Bauer back.
Bauer back this time. Bauer, he's just going to stay away from it, not try to return it. The ball is going to roll dead inside the 30, down at about the 27-yard line is where they'll mark it. And it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers at the 27. And you know, Ethan, they still have 2:07. Left with which to work here. You're up 29-8. You don't want to get too crazy and give up an interception or something, but there's plenty of time here to try and mount a drive. They showed us that on the last drive.
I think Mr. Bangert's down there thinking the same exact thing.
Yeah. You don't want to get too nuts when you're up 29-8, give up an easy score. On the other hand, it's tempting to try and go down and put some more points up. Let's see what they do. First and 10 from the 27-yard line. Blakely Sells has two running backs set in the backfield. Frederick and Buckminster are back there. Hand the ball to Frederick. He's at the 25, the 30, and taken out of bounds near the 30-yard line. And again, boy, they're letting him play and continue through the play, clear out here into the bench area. Could have very easily seen something happen there again, but the same thing happened on the other side a minute ago. There was no flag there, so it's being called consistently, I'll say that. The one was so obvious down here, they had to call it.
Isaac and Erzendowski about joined our cheerleaders on that one. So.
Yep. Second down and 5 yards to go. The ball at the 32-yard line. Left side hash mark. Blakely Sells calling his starting count. Frederick set in the backfield behind him. Sells has the snap. Throws it out to the left side. Complete to Mason Collier. Collier breaks a tackle across the 40. He'll have first down yardage. Mason Collier takes it across the 40. He'll have a gain of about 7, maybe 8 yards on the play, and it'll be first and 10 for the Tigers at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, Sean Webster and Kyle Tessin were able to finally drag him down.
Quickly over the football. Clock running, 1:45 to go. They throw the ball again to Collier. Same play. Comes upfield. He'll get taken out of bounds this time. After a gain of about 4, he's got it out to the 45-yard line. So Collier with back-to-back receptions down this left sideline. It worked once. It went right back to it again.
I think we're going to get 12 men on the field here.
Uh-oh. They're taking roll call out here.
Looks
I only see 11.
Looks like number 53 would barely get off the field.
Is there a flag down there? I don't see a marker anywhere. Yeah, there's a flag on the far side. Now the referee, the man in the white cap, comes over here to explain to Coach Jack Bangert on just what transpired. Coach Bangert doesn't seem to have any argument with it. So that's going to, apparently, the play's going to stand. The penalty was against the Raiders. What was the signal? I didn't see it. Well, they declined the penalty. So it'll be second down, 6 yards to go. Collier's reception stands out to the 46-yard line. Second down and six. Blakely sells in the shotgun. Back to pass. He sets. Going to throw down the right sideline. He's got a receiver. Pass complete. All the way to Cottrell. Cottrell to the pylon for the touchdown. 54 yards on the touchdown, and that's exactly what we talked about a minute ago, Ethan. You didn't want to get too crazy, but it'd sure be nice to put something up there. A 54-yard touchdown pass complete to Orion Cottrell, and that score comes with a minute 26 to play here in the second quarter and puts the Tigers up 35-8. Fall City starting to dominate Brownell Talbot here now. A lot of football still to be played here. As our good friend John Bishop always says on the volleyball broadcast, there's still a lot of wood to chop here tonight, yeah. So we'll see. They're going to try and kick the conversion. Jackson Jorgensen to kick. We wait for the snap from center. There's a snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. It's on the way, and it is good. He got it. The kick is good. And that puts our score 36-8. Ball City on top. 1:26 to go here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Do you live on a farm, have some acreage to mow, or struggling to keep up with the grass? Well, let's check in with Bart at Farm and City Supply and see if he can help us out. Well,
come on down and check out our line of Gravely ZTHD mowers. They're all equipped with Kawasaki engines, heavy-duty 7-gauge decks, nice big aggressive tires on the back, great 4-year, 400-hour warranty, and add a suspension seat, you got a heck of a mower.
Mowers and a whole lot more. Come and see Bart and the crew in Fall City.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Brownell Talbot High School. Fall City on top 36-8. A scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. A quick drive, four plays, 73 yards. The touchdown, 54-yard pass. Blakely sells to Orion Cottrell for the TD. Jorgensen kicked the conversion, makes it 36-8. Tigers on top. And now Jorgensen tees the ball up at the 40-yard line. Gets sets to kick it away. Perry Anderson on the far side. On the near side, the return man again is Tesson, or is it?
I think that's Meta.
Meta again, okay. Meta wears 16, Tessa wears 18. Got new glasses yesterday. I should be able to read that. They're not going to give him a chance to return it, though. They're going to kick to the short man. That ball is alive, and the Tigers are down there going after it. I'm not sure Fall City didn't come up with a football.
Did.
Cottrell got on top of it. You know, the Raiders were just a little bit lax about getting back there and getting on it. That's a live football.
Live football.
And now the Tigers have a chance to really, really put salt in the wound here. A minute 24 to go in the first half. They just scored a moment ago, and the Tigers get the ball at the 30-yard line. Boy, if they could punch another one in, that would have to be awfully demoralizing here for the Raiders. Blakely sells, brings the Tigers over the football. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. He'll send the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers left, one wide to the right. Buckminster, the single setback. Sells back to pass. Here comes the pressure. He's going to run with the football. The 25, the 20. Takes it out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Down around the 17 or 18. He'll have first down yardage, a gain of about 12 on that carry. Mark the football inside the 20. I think 17, they're going to say. They got a better look than we do from our construction scaffolding high atop the 40-yard line here at the other end. Here we go. Blakely sells. Preston Buckminster set behind him the single setback. Sells has the snap. He's back to pass. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass complete. Cottrell spins inside the 5-yard line, or is that the 10? Let me... We're a long ways from the other end of the field. He's inside the 10. Looks like he's near the 8. Clock shows 1:01, and it's running. What's the timeout situation? Tigers got a couple of timeouts. Maybe they should have used one there. Now they stopped the clock. Why?
Now it's running again.
Now it's running. Not sure what the clock operator is doing here. All right, they come over the football. First down and goal. Back to pass. Sell sets. Now runs to his right. He's going to run toward the pylon, and did he get there? No. They got him stopped just shy of the goal line. Looks like at about the 1-yard line. That stops the clock with 38 seconds. Now the Tigers, according to the scoreboard, have two timeouts. remaining here. They've got the ball at the 1 yard line.
They're going to go right back to that power set.
Yeah, here they go. They're going to line up and just run right straight at him. Sells will keep the football, and he'll go in with no problem at all. They can't stop that power up the middle, that's for sure. A 1 yard touchdown run by Sells. So the Tigers have had a good couple of minutes of football here at the end. This score coming with 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Blakely Sells again carries the football in, this time from 1 yard out. Jorgensen in to kick it once again. Waiting for the snap. It's spotted down. Jorgensen's kick. He's got all the distance in the world. The kick is good. And the score now, 43-8. Fall City dominating. Brownell Talbot with 36 seconds to play in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive took four plays, covered 30 yards. Carried in by Blakely Sells on a quarterback sneak from 1 yard out. Jackson Jorgensen kicked the conversion, and the Tigers are up now 43-8 with 36 seconds to play here still in the first half. In Omaha, Jorgensen tees the ball up. That last one courtesy of a covered kickoff down there by Cottrell, I think, got on it at the 30-yard line. Good heads-up football there by Orion. And now Jackson Jorgensen is set to come forward and kick this football away from the 40-yard line. Jorgensen, here's his kick. A driving kick and scoots down to the return man, going to be picked up at the 15, out to the 20, the 25, at the 30, still on his feet at the 30, and there's Buckminster. Preston Buckminster said that is enough and dropped him short of the 35-yard line. Nice open field tackle. That's the second one of those tonight by Buckminster.
Yeah, it has been. Fortunate. There was a lot of space after him.
Now Preston doing a good job in the open field to make the stop there. 30 seconds to play now in the first half. Again, it's 43-8. Tigers don't want to give up anything easy here in the last half a minute. Quarterback, Schinzel, John Schinzel, a junior. Wide receivers to the left, two of them. Perry Anderson is the wideout. Handoff bobbled for a minute, and then the running back gathers it in and finds a little running room. Carrying the football is Obnuka. Obnuka, just a sophomore. They don't give us any weights on the roster. We can tell you what year they are in school, but they don't. I can tell you, Obnuka's not a very big kid. He came to the right side. And it looks like they're just going to let time expire. So at the half, the Fall City Tigers are leading. Brownell Talbot, our halftime score, Fall City 43, Brownell Talbot 8. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime score. That'll be coming up right after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values.
They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Omaha, Nebraska, Brownell Talbot High School. It's time for the halftime show being presented by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, the scoring recap, the Tigers got on the board first with 7:20 to play in the first quarter. A 14-yard touchdown pass, Blakely sells to Isaac Frederick. Sells carried in for the two-point conversion. The Tigers went up 8-0. Then with 5:26 to play in the first period, a 15-yard pass play from Chase Simpson to Brock was in for the touchdown. One play, 15 yards, a two-point conversion run. 16-0, Tigers led it. At 11:40 to go in the second quarter, a 10-yard run by John Sizzle, the quarterback, on a quarterback keeper, was the only score for the Brownell Talbot Raiders. It capped an 11-play, 76-yard drive. The pass for the two-point conversion was complete to Perry Anderson, and the Tigers led it 16-8. Then was 6:34 to play in the second period. A 2-yard run on a quarterback sneak by Blakely Sells capped a 9-play, 80-yard drive. Jorgensen kicked the conversion, made it 23-8. With 5:21 to go in the first half, a 3-yard run by Isaac Frederick made it 29-8. 1:26 to go in the first half. Sells completed a 54-yard touchdown pass to Cottrell, a 4-play, 73-yard drive. Jorgensen kicked the conversion, made it 36-8. But the Tigers weren't done yet. With 36 seconds to play in the first half, Blakely Sells carried in for another touchdown on a quarterback sneak from 1 yard out, a 4-play, 30-yard drive. Jackson Jorgensen kicked the conversion, and our halftime score stands at 43-8, the Fall City Tigers leading Brownell Talbot. This halftime scoring recap is presented by your friends at Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, we're going to send it back to Tom Cates, our studio engineer, for a couple of minutes of sponsor information. Then we'll give you a local update on the local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with the third quarter action coming up. You're listening to Fall City Tigers football on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&LPNC Group Directorate and Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 46 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Bright sunshine again tomorrow, highs level off around 73, lows around 45 tomorrow night, clear skies. Lots of sunshine and dry, Sunday and Monday, upper 70s, Sunday, mid-80s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back once again here to Brownell Talbot High School in downtown Omaha. This field is located just down the hill from Memorial Park here, right across Dodge Street from the UNO campus is where we're located. It's called Happy Hollow Boulevard, but we're actually just a couple of blocks north of 60th and Dodge. Some other scores tonight over on our sister station, KTNC. John Nixon and Troy Nelson have got the Sacred Heart Irish, and they're hosting BDS tonight, and they're trailing at halftime 34-0. So Bruning, Davenport, Chicley leading Sacred Heart 34-0 at halftime. And again, that game is live over on our sister station, KTNC. Also, our friend R.J. Hickey at Pawnee City reports a halftime score. This is six-man football. Pawnee City is leading Dorchester 45-0 at halftime. So Pawnee City got their season off to a good start. We worked their season opener a week ago last night on Thursday night, got rained out at halftime. They were leading Meridian 30-0 at halftime, and Meridian said, we want to come back and finish it on Saturday afternoon or Friday afternoon. So they did. Pawnee put another 27 points on them, and it ended up 57-0. So Pawnee City off to a good start for their first couple of games here. As we said, they're leading 45-0 at halftime over Dorchester. Here in Omaha, if you're just checking in with us, it's 43-8. Fall City Tigers up 43-8 over Brownell Talbot. That's coming off of a big win for the Tigers last week. Fall City opened at Palmyra, and they picked up the win to open the season. 42-14 was the score in that one at Palmyra last week. So the Tigers rolling right along. Taking a look at games that we have planned for our future broadcasts, I'll be on the air Thursday night. I believe Thursday night I travel to Deschler. We'll be going out there with HTRS. That'll be on Sunny 101.3. Then on Friday night, 1 week from tonight, I will be at Johnson County Central with Sacred Heart. That game will be here on Sunny. John Nixon will have Conestoga at Fall City. So the Fall City Tigers, Tiger fans, will have you on KTNC 1 week from tonight. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. And, of course, everybody knows about the big game coming up tomorrow night. That'll be carried on KTNC. 6:30 kickoff, the Cornhuskers hosting the Colorado Buffaloes. Our pregame coverage begins 2 hours before kickoff at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. You'll hear live coverage. Our friend Greg Sharp and company will have that for you on KTNC Husker Football. We'll step aside for another two-minute timeout and be back with the opening kick for the second half after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Diabetes can be a complex condition. There are many factors to consider, and the impact of the disease on your lifestyle can be significant. Fortunately, diabetes can be controlled or even prevented, and we can show you how. If you're already dealing with diabetes, we can provide therapies and programs to help you manage your diabetes more easily.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we welcome you back once again here to Brown Talbot Field in downtown Omaha. Randy Gatula along with Ethan Sullivan with you. Ethan, I got to ask you, what year did you graduate at Wymore Southern?
Oh, I've been 2008.
2008. Well, we were in there during those years, I'm sure of that. Johnson County Central played there about then. Our paths may have crossed.
We started coming over and playing Fall City when I was in school.
So that's been a while. We've worked a lot of games. What, Arbor State Park, isn't that where they call that? Where the football field?
Looks completely different from when I played there. New grandstands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they've done a lot of improving down that way. Well, as we said, Conestoga will be in Fall City 1 week from tonight to face your Fall City Tigers. Hopefully the Tigers will go into that one 2-0 if things continue to go well here tonight. They lead 43-8. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff on our sister station, KTNC. As I said earlier, Thursday night I'll be traveling out to Deschler with HTRS and the Titans. Friday night I will be in Tecumseh at Johnson County Central with the Sacred Heart Irish. The Irish, if you weren't listening a minute ago, are trailing at halftime to BDS 34-0. The Pawnee City Indians with a big lead over Dorchester in six-man football, 45-0 at halftime. Our thanks to our friend R.J. Hickey in Pawnee City for always sending us the updates and let us know what the Indians are doing. Had the pleasure of going down to Pawnee City a week ago last night when it was really hot, nasty out. Air-conditioned press box, central air, central heating. That's a nice facility at Pawnee City. That could quickly become one of my favorite places to go for football. Plus the fact that it's only 9 miles from my house, that doesn't hurt things either.
Starting to feel like we have some nice air conditioning out here.
Yeah. All right, the Tigers will receive the kickoff to start this second half. Ball is teed up at the 40-yard line. John Schinzel will do the kicking. Frederick is on the near side. Here's the kick. They'll kick it deep. Frederick will field it at the 10. He's to the 15. 20. 25. Out near the 30 and taken down goes Frederick. He's got it right at about the 30-yard line. Nice return. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers, working from their own 30-yard line.
Hunter Corey came in there for a nice hit.
Isaac Frederick, 179-pound senior running back for the Tigers. Good size for a running back at 179 pounds, and he got a good return there on the kickoff return. Let's see what the Tigers can do now. They've got a comfortable lead, 43-8. This is where you get a chance to try a few things out, maybe. Blakely Sells is your quarterback in the shotgun formation. First and 10 at the 30. Sells turns, gives to Frederick. Frederick runs to the left side, now cuts back inside and fights the ball forward. Only got about a yard or so out of that. And boy, he had to work hard to get the yard or two that he did.
Yeah, Charlie Sherbring came in there and there at the end.
Call it a gain of a yard. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at the 31-yard line is where they mark it. 10 minutes, 49 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Sells takes a snap. Rolls to his right, looking down the right sideline. Pass is going to be in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. He was looking for Gavin Bauer, and Bauer just could not quite haul that one in. And the ball falls incomplete.
Gavin had his hands on it, and Kyle Tessin came in there and punched it out.
So it'll be third down and 9 yards to go now for the Fall City Tigers. 10:09. We do have a running clock here with this 35-point lead because after the incompletion, the clock continues to run. Blakely Sells on third down and 9 from his own 31-yard line is in the shotgun. He's got wide receivers to both sides. Over the middle, pass complete to Cottrell. Cottrell spins away from one tackler, across the 45, across the 50, into Raider territory and taken out of bounds down near the 48-yard line. Nice job on the receiving end by Cottrell, 156-pound junior. And he's going to be first and 10 Tigers now in Raider territory at the 47-yard line.
Again, it's tested on that. It seems like he's in on almost every single play.
Running clock here in Omaha with a 35-point lead in the second half. Wide receiver out to the left side of the field is Mason Collier. To the near side, Gavin Bauer. Quarterback, well, that's Preston Buckminster. Quarterback, Blakely Sells. Puts a man in motion. Bauer goes in motion. They turn, give it to Frederick. Bauer out there blocking. Frederick around the corner to the left. Gets the ball across inside the 45. He'll get about 5 yards on the carry, and it's going to bring up second down and 5 with the football spotted down near the 42 or 3-yard line. Let's see where they mark it. Looks like they're going to put the ball down at about the 43-yard line on the hash mark in from the east side. Now, the Tigers are moving from our left to right, from north to south. With the ball on the left side hash mark, wide side of the field to their right. We're on the west sideline here at Brownell Talbot. On second down and 5, Sells brings the Tigers up to the line of scrimmage. Collier goes wide to the left. Receiver set in a slot to the left. Buckminster and Frederick in the backfield. Sells keeps the football, runs to his left, and gets hit right at about the line of scrimmage. I don't think he quite got back to the line of scrimmage. May have even lost about a half a yard.
Yeah, Will Corey did a good job of reading the option play there and made Sells commit.
So now the ball is spotted at the 44-yard line, third down, and about 7 yards to go. Clock continues to run here. 7:48 with the running clock. Here come the Tigers over the football. Collier wide to the left. Slot to the left, Cottrell. Running backs Frederick and Buckminster in the backfield next to Sells. Hand the ball to Frederick. Oh, he's hit at the line. Got away, bounced outside to the left, and then got forward for a couple of yards, down to about the 41-yard line. He was, for all practical purposes, caught in the backfield, somehow squirted away off to the left side, and got the football down near the 41. It'll bring up fourth down and about 4 yards to go. And, you know, when you're up 43-8, I wouldn't be, you know, not much sense in punting the ball down here. They're going for it on fourth down and four. At the 42-yard line, Sells in the shotgun, has the snap, wants to throw. Here comes pressure. Sells sets in the pocket. Now he's going to run with the football. He'll get the first down with a yard or so to spare. He's got the ball down to the 36-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Fall City Tigers. They keep the drive alive and they keep the clock running, and they're sitting here with a 43-8 lead. So now the ball is going to be marked at the 37-yard line. First down and 10 for the Tigers. Wide receiver, wide to the right side. Again comes Collier. He's all alone over here on this right wing. Hand the ball right up the middle to Frederick, and he's hit and wrapped up. And this defense is getting a little bit stiffer in the middle there right now for Brownell Talbot.
Yeah, 53 Sean Webster, if they look at the penetration on that one.
I think a couple of my favorite plays of the night, thinking back to that first half, Ethan, was on first and goal at the one and first and goal at the two, when they just lined up and said, "We're coming at you, try and stop us," and powered the ball in on a quarterback sneak. Again, Collier comes to the right side, Cottrell in the slot to the right. Running to the right side comes Frederick. He's on his feet, spinning inside the 35, down near the 34-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 4 yards on that carry after the loss of one on the play a minute ago. It's going to bring up third down, still about 7 yards to go with the football at the 34-yard line. With this lead, it's all four down territory down here just to keep the drive alive. They're going to take their time coming up to the line of scrimmage with that clock running. Third down, 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, the 34-yard line on the right side hash mark. Blakely Sells, shotgun formation. Frederick sets behind him. In motion goes Gavin Bauer out to the left. Sells has the snap. Fakes a handoff to Frederick. Pressure coming. Sells got away. Hands the ball off. Gets it forward to Frederick. Frederick runs to the right sideline, the 30, the 25, the 15. He knocked out of bounds. A flag is thrown. He stepped out of bounds at about the 15-yard line, but a flag is thrown. Another flag up here near the 30-yard line, or is that a shoe? Something is laying here.
I think they're going to get Bauer on that block.
Yeah, they're going to have to sort this one out. Now another flag comes in. Someone said, "Oh my goodness, Mr. Official, are you certain?" And got a flag for it. You can't go up and inquire of the official like that. And we're going to have an additional flag thrown after the play. And you know what? They were all the way down at the 15-yard line, and when we're done with penalty yardage, we're going to be halfway back to where?
The field.
Let's see what they do here. There's a sideline warning on the Tigers. They've asked the sideline to get back. We had a blocking infraction. Then we had a second flag that was thrown.
I think that second flag's for the sideline warning.
Oh, that was a sideline warning. Okay. I was concerned that that was maybe being awarded to one of our players that was talking to the official there. But so the football comes back when it all the dust settles to the 45-yard line, third down, and about 18 to go. Now we're going to have a timeout taken. Fall City with 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Tigers up 43-8. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3. Well, we'll keep it here live at Brownell Talbot with 4:22 to go in the third quarter. Tigers up 43-8. Fall City will have the football, third down and 18 to go at the 45-yard line. I want to check in again with Tom Cates, our producer engineer, just to make sure we're with you. Tom, we okay there? All right, third down and 18 yards to go with the football at the 45-yard line. All of a sudden, Ethan and I were feeling kind of lonely out here, weren't we? Let's see what the Tigers can do on third and 18 from the 45-yard line. Sells in the shotgun as he has been most of the night. Has the snap. Pressure's coming. Stands in. Throws it to the left. He's got a receiver wide open on the left sideline. Gavin Bauer at the 10, at the 5. He's near the goal line. Still fighting. Did they get him out? They signal touchdown. Let's see if he stepped out down there.
We got a flag back here for holding.
Oh, no, a flag all the way back up. Gavin Bauer made the reception all alone out around the 30-yard line, took it down the left sideline all the way to the end zone, but it's going to come back. A flag is thrown back at the line of scrimmage. What was the signal? Did you see it, Ethan?
Holding.
Holding is going to be the call. Well, that's a tough break there. Two big penalties on this drive for the Tigers, and they're moving backwards. Going back even farther than they were, Gavin Bauer just got robbed of a nice reception and touchdown as he caught the ball and took it down the left sideline. I think he got into the end zone. They never did signal that he had stepped out. And he did that with a couple of defenders down there pounding on him around the five. So credit to Gavin Bauer with a heck of an effort. Third down and a quarter of a mile now. The ball is all the way back to the 45-yard line of Fall City. Third down and 27. As Blakely Sells has the snap, they come after him. Good blocking, good protection. Sells has all day. Now he starts to run. He's going to end up running out of bounds at the 45-yard line. And it'll bring up a fourth down and long here for the Tigers. Now we're probably in a punting situation. Have the Tigers punted tonight? I'm trying to think.
I think it's going
to
be our first.
I don't believe they punted all evening. This may be their first punt of the night.
I believe it is.
Jorgensen is the punter. He'll stand at his own 30-yard line. Well, you need to work that part of the game, too. Let's see what they can do here. Jorgensen waiting for the snap. He's 15 yards back. High snap. Has to go back and chase it. Got it. Got the punt away. That was a nice job. The ball is going to bounce at the 30, inside the 30. Now it's going to be grabbed and touched and then covered up near the 30-yard line. That was kind of a dangerous thing for Brownell Talbot to do down there. The Raiders are going to take the football over at the 28-yard line is where they're going to mark it. Clock is down to 3:15 to go in the third quarter because we've had a running clock here. With the Tigers with the 35-point advantage, that triggers a running clock in the second half. Fall City leads it 43-8. Let's see what Brownell Talbot can do now. Down by 35. They start from their own 27-yard line. Schinzel is the quarterback. He has been all evening. Schinzel sets in a gun, has a snap. Schinzel hands to his running back, running to the left side, trying to turn the corner out here. Erzendowski. Erzendowski gets taken out of bounds. Kind of gently. They didn't take him to the ground or anything. Out to the 32. He'll get about four on that carry. Should bring up second down and around 6 yards to go.
Yeah, Mason Collier ran him out on that one.
Next week, Conestoga. The Conestoga Cougars come to town. That game at Jug Brown Stadium. 7 o'clock next Friday night. Live on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call. Tigers will be looking for win number 3. Leading this one 43-8. Schinzel puts two wide receivers to his right on 2nd and 5. Hands the ball up the middle. Oh, running room. First down yardage is going to be picked up out to the 40-yard line. Running tough up the middle there for Brownell Talbot was again Rhett Erzendowski as he's got the ball out to the 40.
He was pushing a whole group of Tigers on that one.
First down and 10 for the Raiders. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight. Ethan Sullivan, the principal at Fall City High School, our color commentator tonight. Ethan, we really appreciate your help. Before I forget to say thank you.
Yeah,
great,
no problem.
Great to have you along. Maybe I should say Mr. Sullivan. I went to the principal's office a lot. First down and 10. Handoff goes up. Oh, what a job there defensively. They just swallowed up the running back. It was Nuka carrying the ball, and they wrapped him up for a loss.
Yeah, Helmick and Simpson kind of sandwiched him right there at the line of scrimmage.
Well, I like watching Simpson get a hold of somebody like he did right there. Just a big old bear hug, and then Helmick is there to help him. A little harder to read the spotting charts when it gets dark up here, too, isn't it? All right, the ball is back now to the 39-yard line. Second down, 11 yards to go for the Raiders. Schinzel has the snap. Schinzel rolling right. Pressure coming. Schinzel has to scramble. They chase him to the right sideline. Now he wants to run. He's going to get taken out of bounds short of the line of scrimmage. Here comes a flag. Yeah, that might have been a late hit. And if that's what the call is going to be, I really can't, with a good conscience, complain. We've been seeing that all night, not just on the Fall City side, but over here, too, where they kind of continue the play out of bounds. And that was an unfortunate place for a late hit because they had him for a loss of a yard. And now, with this personal foul, they're going to end up with a first down here. The Tigers have had some critical errors in this ballgame tonight.
Yeah, some big penalties that have kind of...
That was another one right there.
You reflect back to that first drive when they had it. That's really what set them off to score.
Yeah, that personal foul is what resulted in the one score that Brownell Talbot has. All right, the flag is going to put the ball to the 45-yard line of Fall City. First and 10, Brownell Talbot at the Tiger 45-yard line. 25 seconds to go here in the first half. Schinzel runs it himself up the middle. Quarterback sneak. He's got some room, but taken down hard. He kind of paid the price for that one when Frederick came up and met him. Frederick said, good evening. I'm your safety. And a gain on the play of about 9, second down and 1. Time will expire. That's the end of the third quarter. Fall City on top, 43-8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula, Ethan Sullivan back with you here in Omaha. Second down and 1. As we start the fourth and final stanza here, the football is spotted at the 36-yard line of Fall City. Brownell Talbot on second and 1 at the Tiger 36. Ball on the right hash mark. Wide side of the field with the left. Brownell Talbot moving left to right from north to south. There's a snap. Inside handoff. They turned it, give it back inside again to Obnuka. They ran that one earlier. They hand it off to the running back. Then the running back does an inside handoff to Obnuka, who tries to hide on the right side, and that didn't work so well for him. No gain on the play.
Deegan Alexander was able to snip that one out right away.
So now it's going to be third down and 1 at the 36-yard line. No gain. They only needed a yard there and was hoping a little trickery would pick it up for him. Wide receiver out to the left side, Perry Anderson. In a slot to the left is Mehta. Two wide receivers left, tight end set to the right. Quarterback, Schinzel, keeps it himself, pitches back to the trailing back.
The ball
is loose, and the Tigers are on the football. Coming up with a recovery, who got it?
That's number 53, Vaden Layden.
Layden comes up with the recovery. That pitch back to the trailing back, why would you run a wide pitch like that with 1 yard is all you need? The ball was pitched behind the running back. He couldn't haul it in. It went squirting out onto the ground. And then Layton got on the fumble recovery. And the Tigers take over the football first and 10 at their own 45-yard line. Again, clinging to a 35-point lead, which keeps that clock running down there. Down to 10.5 minutes to go in the football game. Tigers just want to wrap this one up. They've been battling COVID this week. A number of players were out earlier this week.
We're going to get a timeout here so we can get some new faces on the field.
Yep, they're going to give us a little workout here, and we're going to get to see a few new ones. I think you've got a roster there. I'm going to maybe borrow that from you here in a minute because I'm not going to be able to see this one so we can identify some of these players. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
All right, we've got some clean jerseys out there. Jacoby Bennett is going to be our quarterback now. He checks into the ball game. Bennett, Jacoby Bennett, a sophomore. Bangert, okay. Bangert is the quarterback, waiting for the snap. Turn, hands off to his running back to running to the right side. Got a couple. The ball is out across the 45-yard line. Let me see your
That's going to be Jackson Jorgensen.
Okay, Jacoby Bangert is your quarterback. Jackson Jorgensen was the ball carrier. He's got the football across the 45 to the 46. It'll bring up second down and one. Bear with us, folks. We're up on this scaffolding with no lighting like you'd normally have in a press box. Very difficult to read our spotting charts in the dark. We'll do the best we can. Gavin Bauer comes wide to the left. Jacoby Bangert is the quarterback. And it looks like Jorgensen, he's got the white pants on back there, doesn't he? He's the kicker. That makes him easy to ID. There's the handoff. Goes to Jorgensen. He runs to the left. Spun and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Jackson Jorgensen, little if any gain on that play.
Yeah, sophomore Jack Green is able to drag him down for a loss there.
So it'll bring up third down and 10 yards to go. Actually lost about a yard and puts the ball back to the 45-yard line. We'll try and ID some of these other players. Bowdy Jones is in the ball game, 120-pound sophomore. Try and ID a bunch of them. Caleb Zimmerman is in there. Wide receivers to the right side. Bangert is the quarterback. Jacoby Bangert, just a sophomore, as the backup. They're going to let this clock wind all the way down before they snap it. Bangert has the snap. Fakes to Jorgensen. Back to pass. Wants to throw to the right sideline. Overthrows the intended receiver over on the far sideline. He ran off into the dark there. Let's see who that was. Six of him to go fetch the football for the official. It's way down in the timber. Way down into the trees.
Looks like he gave up. He's coming back.
The intended receiver for Fall City was Bowdy Jones, and Jones did the right thing. He went running off into the bushes to try and get the ball back for him. So now, they did stop the clock, though, didn't they? So now the Tigers face fourth down, punting situation. Jorgensen will punt the ball, stand at his own 30-yard line. Only the second punt of the night for the Fall City Tigers. We'll try and ID the deep man here for you in a minute, down at the far end. Got a good snap. Here comes the rush. He got the punt away, but barely. Hangs it up there. The ball's going to bounce near the 30, inside the 30, and we touch down at about the 25-yard line. So that...
We got a flag down there, Andy.
Flag back upfield again. Let's see what this one's going to be. Line judge picks up the flag, walks up to the white hat to tell him about it. It's going to go against Brownell Talbot. We know that much. Depends on what we got here. Did you see the signal?
Personal foul.
A personal foul. That's going to be enough to give the Tigers a first down. And Fall City will maintain possession of the football with 7:54 to go in the ballgame, leading 43-8. Penalty yardage puts the football all the way down to the 40-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. You want to try and ID some more of the players for me? Go ahead.
We have freshman Brandon Fainer on the offensive line.
Mention as many as you can of all the numbers you can
read. 76, Brock Neatfelt, junior, offensive lineman. Kate Cottle is in there at receiver, number 83.
Okay, Gavin Bauer goes wide to the right. Bangert is the quarterback. Jorgensen, the running back, set behind him. Preston Buckmister sets as a flanker in the slot to the left side. Bowdy Jones is a wide receiver wide to the left. I've already learned Bowdy's number because he went after the ball a minute ago. Bangert has the snap on first and 10, sets in the pocket. Now the pressure comes. He scrambles to his left, has the ball knocked out of his hand, and then falls on it. They may rule that an incomplete pass. His arm came forward as he was throwing it. Nope, they're going to call it a fumble and a fumble recovery. Well,
they're going to say 53, Sean Webster punched that one out.
So they weren't very kind to him there. I thought maybe the arm came forward in a throwing motion, but they're going to call it a fumble and then a fumble recovery by Bangert. He got on his own recovery. Own fumble back at the 50-yard line.
Takes you back to the Patriots and the Raiders.
Yeah. Second down and 20 yards to go now from the midfield. Bobby Jones goes wide right. Who's 83
out
there?
That's going to be Cade Cottle.
Cottle is in the ballgame as a wide receiver wide to the right. Bangert waiting for the clock to run down as far as he can before he snaps the ball here. Leading 43-8 are the Tigers. Bangert has the snap. Pressure coming. Throws it. That's Cottle. In and out of his hands. Couldn't come up with it. He was split wide to the right and was coming in on a little slant across the middle. The ball hit him in the breadbasket. Not able to haul it in. It falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down and 20 to go. The clock continues to run because of the 35-point margin here. Tigers well on their way to win number two of the 2024 high school football season. Facing third down and 20 yards to go at the 50-yard line. Jacoby Bangert is the quarterback. And there for Blakely Sells now. Bangert has Jorgensen set behind him. Looks to the sideline, waiting when to snap it. Bangert has the snap, sets. Pressure's coming. They're chasing down. Bangert turns to the left sideline and runs it out of bounds after a gain of about 3 to the 47-yard line. That's where they'll mark it. And it'll bring up a fourth down punting situation. Jackson Jorgensen will be in to punt the football. Line of scrimmage is at the 47-yard line of Brownell Talbot. Jorgensen will stand at about his own 32 or 33 to wait to hit this one. Back deep, the return man.
It's like number 18, Meta's back there.
Okay, Meta is the return man. Thank you. You've got the roster, so you got to help. We're passing one piece of paper back and forth here in the dark to try and look up the players. Another high snap. Jorgensen goes up, gets it, got the punt away. The ball is going to land inside the 30 and going to die right there at about the 30 and 32-yard line in that area. And that's where Brownell Talbot will start with the football. They'll have it first and 10 just outside their 30 with 4 minutes, 35 seconds left with which to work and the clock running. Don't forget next week, Fall City Tigers and Conestoga on KTNC. John Nixon will have the call. Thursday night, I will be in Deschler with HTRS. Friday night, 1 week from tonight, I'll be at Johnson County Central with the Sacred Heart Irish here on Sunny 101.3. And, of course, tomorrow night on KTNC, 6:30 kickoff, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the Colorado Buffaloes. Pregame begins at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon on KTNC. All right, here come the Raiders over the football. Hand off to a running back running to the left side. He's hit near the line of scrimmage and dropped. I think they're starting to run some subs in on us, too. Let's see if I can. I used Gorilla Tape to fasten my rosters. I wanted him not to blow away from me, and now I can't
that's
get him.
I think that's still Erzendowski on that one, number 8.
Okay, now I can't get him off the pipe. Here we go. Wide receiver to the right side is Perry Anderson. Slot to the right. Sizzle is the quarterback. Has the snap. He rolls right, looking downfield. Pass is going to be complete and then dropped at the 30-yard line. Just could not put it away. The intended receiver down here was Mehta, Akil Mehta, and he was in the open, too, maybe too wide open. Those are the ones that are sometimes hard to catch.
Looking downfield a little bit before he pulled it in.
So what's Brownell Talbot doing here? They still have all their starters in on offense?
It appears that way.
Yeah, well, they probably would like to put some points on the board, just some feel-good points here. It looks like the Tigers may have some second-team defenders out there. Not sure just what's taking place, but I do know this. The clock's inside of 3 minutes, 2:39 to go. It's 43-8. Tigers are going to get the win here tonight. Schenzel downfield to Mehta, nearly intercepted. It went through Mehta's outstretched arms up in the air, and then a close call there for an interception.
We're going to get a holding building on this as well.
Oh, we got a flag down there. That was Gavin Bauer that almost got the interception back here playing defensive back. Well, the Brownell Talbot cheer section is still celebrating down here. The cheerleaders doing a couple of cheers in front of their student body. They've got a good turnout supporting the Raiders. That must be a Raider down here in a hat. You were a Raider at Southern. Is that what a Raider looks like?
We didn't have a mascot.
You didn't have a mascot. But
I'm
going
to guess that's what they're doing.
That might have been it. Big feather in the cap. Yeah, that's got to be a Raider. All right, penalty yardage has backed the football all the way back to the 23-yard line where it's fourth down and 19 yards to go. Chisnell in the shotgun, has the snap, sets, throws out here to the left sideline. Pass complete to Anderson. He broke a tackle, got away down the sideline and slips and loses his footing at the 35-yard line. Good pursuit on the part of the Tigers. First guy missed him, but there were two or three friends right behind, and the defenders just kept coming.
Yep.
Barry Anderson didn't have much room with which to work there after he caught the ball. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Even after that big gain, it's still going to be fourth down and seven with the football now at the 35-yard line. So fourth down and seven at the 35 for the Raiders. A minute 34 to go in the ball game. 43-8, Tigers on top. Schenzel, the quarterback, John Schenzel, has the snap. Schenzel sets in the pocket. He's going to throw deep. Got a receiver there. Ball is tipped away and then fell to the ground incomplete. Good defense. Intended receiver downfield for Brownell Talbot. Had the ball in his hands for a moment. Who was the defender there?
Looked like Isaac Frederick was going to pull that in, but lots of hand fighting and it fell to the ground.
So the incompleted pass means the Tigers take over with the football. They'll have it first and 10 at the 35-yard line. We're less than a minute to go in the ballgame. They'll probably just go up here and take a knee. Down to 48 seconds with a running clock. We got in a quarterback here now. It's going to be Bangert. Yeah, Jacoby Bangert.
I know for a fact that this is Coach Bangert's favorite play.
So. Yeah. Jacoby Bangert will take a knee. And the clock continues to run, and that will be your football game. Your final score tonight, the Fall City Tigers with the win, 43-8 over Brownell Talbot. Now, our concern is here that the lights are going to go out on us because we're not in a press box. I'm going to go right to our post-game scoring wrap-up here. 43-8 was actually our halftime score. The Tigers put the first two scores up on the board on Sells with a pass to Isaac Frederick, a 14-yarder, and then Chase Simpson blocked a punt and took it in for a touchdown. And after Simpson's blocked punt, the Tigers were up 16-0 early in the contest. The only score that came for Brownell Talbot came with 11:40 to go in the second quarter, a 10-yard run by John Chisnell for the quarterback keeper, Captain 11-play, 76-yard drive. Perry Anderson caught the two-point conversion pass, made it 16-8, and after that it was all Fall City. The Tigers had Blakely Sells on a quarterback sneak. Isaac Frederick carried in on a two-yard run. Sells on another pass for 54 yards to Cottrell for a touchdown, and then Sells with a one-yard quarterback sneak for another touchdown. Put the Tigers up 43-8. That's your final score tonight. The Tigers improved to 2-0 on the year, and Brownell Talbot drops to 0-2. A great big thank you tonight to Ethan Sullivan, the principal at Fall City High. Ethan, thanks for your help.
Yeah, appreciate
it. Glad to have you along. Tom Cates, our producer-engineer. Good job back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3. For Ethan Sullivan here in Omaha and Tom Cates back at the Sunny studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Fall City Tigers 43 and the Brownell Talbot Raiders 8. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you